We got an interview right now.
This is very exciting.
Yes, it's super exciting. We have a wonderful interview with Ace Swayze and the Ghost, a Hobart collective that have a brand new single called Connect to Consume, which is out now, and they'll be celebrating it tomorrow at Northcote Social Club. Huge times ahead, and yeah, let's give a little bit of a drum
roll. Welcome, thank you, Andrew, Mr. Swayze.
Yes. Yeah, Mr.
Thanks for joining us.
Ace Swayze and the Ghost, you just got one of us. It'd be pretty chaotic if the rest of them were here.
No, sir. We just found out that you'd just woken up from a nap. Was it a good nap or a bad nap? Like, how are you feeling now? Do you feel death or good?
I reckon, had I have not set an alarm, I'd probably still be asleep for quite some time. It was more like a long-term nap, you know?
Oh, we are sorry.
No, it's all right. I've got to get up and do some stuff, you know?
You're welcome. We send our love to your way.
Yeah.
But, well, thank you. Yeah.
Well, exciting times. You guys have been doing some killer shows. You just come back from Yours and Ours Festival. How was that in Wollongong?
Yeah, it was great. It was quite a large festival. I didn't really expect it.
Yeah, Wollongong.
It was really turned on. It was good. Yeah, like I snapped the string the first song though, which kind of threw us. Yeah, because we're on a single tour at the moment, obviously, and, you know, I guess the idea of a single tour is to play the single, but without my guitar, I couldn't play the single, so we didn't play that, but we played all this other stuff.
No!
What a tragic ending, but that's still, like, so, like, it seemed like you had so much fun, though. I was watching, like, different Instagram stories, like, from, like, Westeb and, like, a bunch of other people that, like, you guys just look like you have an awesome time.
Oh, we did. We had a great time. Yeah, it was really fun.
Were there any particular, like, highlights from, like, the festival, like, for you?
Playing was probably one.
I love that.
We actually saw Westeb. They're friends of ours. We went on tour with them and got to know them pretty well early on in the year. We saw them, and that was great. It was nice to sort of sit back and just watch them, rather than, like, you know, having just played and then, you know, watching them side of stage. It was nice to just see them properly suck it in.
Totally.
So, the track that you did not get to play at Wollongong, Connect to Consume, tell us about it. Tell us about the writing process for it.
It's actually like a fairly old song, I suppose. I mean, we wrote that quite a long time ago. Just based off the riff that I play in the song. It's just like, it's pretty hard to tell which is which. They're both pretty similar. Just sort of hummed along like that, and I think I might have taken it to the band at one point, and we just fleshed it out really quickly. So we've been playing it for a little while, but it was only recorded, you know, recently as part of the record that we're putting out. I wrote the lyrics for that in Lennox Head, actually. I was up a Splendor, like, as a punter a couple of years ago, and just got really drunk at this little pub there in the middle of the day and wrote the lyrics for it. It came out really quickly. It was great.
That's awesome. Like, kind of digging through an archive of, like, songs that you've made and then, like, out of nowhere, just like, oh, yeah, this is a good one. And then, like, yeah, let's just pump it out. Like,
Yeah. It's like a first that the lyrics actually came with the guitar part that I'd written. So usually the process is a bit different.
Yeah. Totally.
It's one of those golden moments, I suppose.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, the energy's there, everything's combined together, so it's like the package deal's already there from the get-go. Just like, slept in the archive somewhere.
That's right, yeah, it's a bloody easy song, that one.
I love that. Oh my gosh, iconic, I love that. Well, hey, there's also, like, a really cool music video for that that song in particular.
Yeah.
You guys are playing in this really cool room, like, there's a bunch of, like, you know, different scenes of you, like, either, like, singing, and then there's, like, you know, different band members in that actually really cool, like, it almost looks like a mansion to some degree. So, like, I want to know, like,
Well, it's at the Hobart Town Hall.
It's a town hall!
Yeah, the Hobart City Council actually were okay with us using it for a few days to shoot the clip in, which is great. And we shot it with our friend Keith Deverell, who did a Suddenly film clip as well. But that was, the Suddenly one was fairly rushed. We had a bit more of a concept to go on with this Connect to Consume one. So we could really work on executing it and had lots of friends that were keen to jump in as extras, and we just had an awesome time shooting it. Like, it was really, really fun. A choreographer in there. Not that you can really tell, because no one in the film clip can really dance. had us doing all these Beyonce moves at one point, and like no one got it. Yeah, if you watch carefully, there's a lot of cuts, you know.
Look, I'll comment tonight to be like, hey, check out that Beyonce move in that minute 30.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Damn.
Yeah, yeah, I could probably bust out a couple of moves tomorrow night for those punters. Depending where we play the song, of course. I mean, we might not.
Someone just shouts, do the Beyonce, please.
Yeah, that'll be Nathan. Yeah.
That'll be me.
Like, yeah. Try me.
Andrew, do the Beyonce, please. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, was it just, I guess, like the idea of it kind of was like, oh, we want to show, like, where, like, our live presence through this video. And I guess just, like, yeah, the rough outline of that video, was it just like, oh, this is just a fun thing to do. There wasn't, like, any particular, like, concept or anything behind it?
Or is there something we're missing?
Yeah. Is there a deeper message?
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely a concept behind it. I mean, the clip I came up with while I was falling asleep on a plane, it just sort of woke me up and I wrote it down and then went to Keith like the day after with the idea. So we brainstormed the concept for like a month probably.
The
concept, it's a bit more abstract than what we've sort of done in the past, and the concept just lies in showing this, like, the facade that is, you know, the internet. Uh-huh. And how we can just fake our way through our use of it. So you've got the, like, initial, like, the really, really lame sort of green screen background, and then progressively through the film clip, the green screen is actually revealed to be just a prop in this sort of ridiculous, you know, beautiful room, you know. So it's just all about facades, and, that's pretty much like a blanket idea of the film clip.
Love that. Okay.
Well, speaking of Beyonce moves and tomorrow night's show at the Northcote Social, how are you feeling?
Yeah, great. Well, I mean, I'm slightly sleepy, obviously.
All right, now.
But,
super excited. Melbourne's a bit of a, like, it's kind of a second home for us, and it's like as far as our music, like, you know, we're really real well received. I think we connect really well with Melbourne, and it's generally a pretty awesome wild time when we come up there, so sick. We're very excited. I'm actually intimidated by it. How hectic the night's going to be.
That's why you're napping. You're preparing for tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I love that.
Well, fairly loose, I would say. Yeah.
Well, besides, I guess, you know, playing the song tomorrow, which is super exciting, and I guess, you know, the show being at Northcote Social Club, great venue. Are there any, like, I guess, pre-show rituals that you guys do before the show? Kind of get you warmed up, get you hyped up for the show tomorrow?
Not really too many pre-show
rituals. That's totally fair. Maybe a power nap.
Yeah, we'll probably go out for some nice dinner, catch up with some friends.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful. Yeah,
my wife's coming to the show, which is lovely. She doesn't usually get to come to the same one. So,
oh my god, my heart just died.
Imagine just playing a show and looking to the side, and there's your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if she decides to actually come to the show, maybe she'll go and do something else in Melbourne, I don't know.
Yeah. She'll just leave.
Yeah. That's when the power naps come in. I love that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hey, a few things coming up. You got quite a few things coming up to finish off the year. You got Force Festival coming up really soon. And also, I'm just kind of curious to know, like, any future plans, new records. Like, yeah, you guys releasing anything for the end of the year or next year?
There will definitely be another single coming out, either at the end of the year or the start of next year. So just depending on all the bureaucratic stuff behind being on a record label. So there's definitely more music coming out. We've got quite a lot of music ready to go out, actually. So we're going to be fairly active. We've got the Falls to look forward to. That'll be pretty fun.
Amazing.
It's our first touring festival, which is pretty cool.
Ah.
And then, I don't know, next year I suppose we'll just go try and dominate the world somehow. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Ace Swayze domination.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
what's up. And see what happens. Yeah.
Domination and power naps. Well, hey, Andrew, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. No worries. And now you can get back to your nap.
Yeah.
Prepare for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'll just go jump back in bed.
Well, hey, so all our listeners out there, go check out Ace Swayze and the Ghost. They've got a new single coming out that's out right now called Connect to Consume. And they're playing at Northcote Social Club for their single launch. So go check that out.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow night.